Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan. And something I learned today from our friend Crazy Rick is that the skunk formula that we've always talked about and had on the website can do a little color change on your dog's or other pet's hair. And so that might be a little bit of a an issue to consider. And Rick recommended dry zeolite, which is something I should have thought of myself. We recommend it all the time, rubbing dry zeolite into the fur of an animal that has been skunked. And then brushing it out works as well or better anyway. So we'll get all that changed on the website, but a nice little tip for you. To be on the show with me, it's 1-866-444-3478. If you want to talk about gardening or landscaping or pest control or whatever, we have some pest control questions coming up. This hour is brought to you by BioSI, the Medina Corporation, makers of all kinds of organic products and products that can help you with farming and ranching, and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which I take every day and strongly recommend for you as well, and many other fine sponsors that help keep us on the air. We appreciate you sending your business to the people that help us do the radio show. Let me see what else we need to talk about before we go back to the phones. We've had come up a couple of times today, and I might as well mention it one more time. People asking about, is it okay to use railroad ties for raised beds and walls and various things? And I say no. I think it's far too toxic, the creosote that's in there. And we had somebody call who kind of corroborated all that. He kept a big telephone pole to use for some construction and cut, and it was 30 years old, cut into it, and it was still loaded with creosote. Creosote's been identified as a carcinogen for a long time, and wood's not a good investment anyway because there's not enough toxic material in it to keep it from rotting. Generally rots pretty fast, and you have to replace it, and so there's an economic issue. I like concrete, building stone, real stone, steel curbing, or just raise the beds and slope the edges down, and that works very well in a whole lot of cases, especially in an organic program. Let's go to the phones. Ennis, Texas, it's Dee's turn. Hello, Dee. Dee, I think I surprised. Are you there, Dee?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry to sneak up on you like
that's
that.
Okay. It's okay. Well, I just have a comment and then one question. My comment is up on the mosquito spraying, how non-effective it is. And the reason that I say it is I live on a corner lot. So when the city truck comes, they go by me going to the east. They spray once. They come back. They spray again. They turn at my corner. So I'm getting sprayed. That's the third time. And then when they come back, they spray the fourth time. So I've getting hit four times every time they spray, and I can promise you that I have very active mosquito activity here.
Yep, so that is one of the points that we try to make, that it doesn't really control them anyway. It just, you know, gives everybody a good fuzzy, warm feeling, I guess, that something is being done.
Yeah, well, and it's not. But anyway, but my question is about hyacinth beans. I have planted hyacinth beans for many years and always just enjoy them so much, and they have such beautiful blooms. Well, this spring, early this spring, I bought some at a nursery. I didn't save my seed from last year for some reason, but anyway, I gave some to my daughter, and I planted some, and I have not had one bloom, and she hasn't either.
Interesting.
So I didn't know if the blooms to hyacinth beans are from the pollinators, because I haven't seen one bee this year either, not one bee. And I did have multitudes of bees last year's and years past.
Shouldn't affect the flowers at all. It could possibly affect the bean production. That's a very curious kind of thing. Are you having any good growth? I mean, does the vine itself look healthy?
The vine looks great, and especially after this rain. It just took off after the rain that we had. But it's and hers is too. She's got hers on a trellis in her front courtyard.
Uh-huh.
And the vine is on all the plants are glorious, but there's not one single flower.
Wow.
On mine or hers. And she lives in Mansfield, and I live in Ennis.
Well, I was at a wholesale growing operation this past week picking up some plants for some work that I was doing, and it caught my eye that they had hyacinth beans growing in one-gallon containers. And I remember now that there wasn't one flower on any of them, and they were about 3 or 4 feet tall.
Wow.
So there's something going on probably, Dee, with the fact that we've had a really very mild spring, and they may be waiting to burst into flower and do great once we start having some prolonged hot spells. That's the only thing that I could guess that would be the problem, because I'm sure they just planted the same seed in those pots that you've planted in your soil and that I've used in the past too. So
it's just really odd to me, and she keeps calling me and asking me, Mom, what do I do? What do I do? I said, I don't know. Mine are doing the same thing.
Well, let me tell you one thing you can do. One of the great benefits of this mixture that we call Garrett Juice is that it has an incredible ability to help set buds and flowers and fruit. So
I use your Garrett Juice faithfully.
Do you do it on the foliage and in the soil?
I do. I don't do it as much on the foliage as I do on the soil, but I do it on the soil, and I also mix up the compost tea with the cotton burr compost and the fish emulsion and the seaweed and the apple cider vinegar and molasses, and then I put my little aquarium pump in it in my 5-gallon bucket, and I use that, and everything else is blooming like mad.
Just the hyacinth. Isn't that funny?
It's weird.
It could be that. Since this is a legume and, you know, it's capable of doing some things on its own as far as nitrogen goes in the soil, that you may be giving it too much tender, loving care and that all the energy is going into the foliage and the stem growth.
Okay.
So you might just cut back just a little bit, and let's see if that and the hot weather doesn't help you have good flowers from now till fall.
Okay, that's super. I sure appreciate all your advice over the years and really appreciate it.
You bet. Keep me posted on this. I'm curious to see when they start blooming for you. I don't have any growing this year, so.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dee.
All right, bye-bye.
It's Don's turn in Grapeland. Hey, Don.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Doing very well, and you?
I'm having a tough time.
What's the matter with your maples?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got two big old 15-gallon maple trees.
What kind of maples, first of all?
Red maple, and I don't know what the other one is.
Do you know what kind of red maple it is?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, I may have already discovered our problem here, Don, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, they're on the south side of the house, and they've been planted since November of last year. And the tree company that planted them told me to water them twice a week, which I've done religiously. And one is had leaves on it, and then all of a sudden it dropped all its leaves. The other one has got leaves on it, but they're drooping. And both trees, which are about 20 foot tall, about 3 inches in diameter, are, if I scrape them with my thumbnail, they're alive, but they're just, I don't know, the one that doesn't have leaves, it just looks terrible. It's just sitting there. The other one that's got the leaves, all the leaves are just drooping.
Okay. Next time you get some maples, make sure you find out exactly what they are, because a lot of the maples are being planted, and I've commented about this, and I've written about it, too. There's a lot of them. They're being planted. There are things like October Glory and other names that indicate, you know, real good fall color. And they tend to have really, really smooth bark. And I think they're terrible trees for this part of the country.
Oh, shoot.
And so that may be what you've got. And if you do, there's nothing really you can do except cut back on the water. And it sounds like you're grossly overwatering. If you planted a tree properly, you shouldn't have to water it again, other than just kind of supplemental water of the surrounding area and that sort of thing. So I think twice a week, along with the rain that we've had, you've probably drowned them.
Oh, Lord. Doggone. Okay, so I thought about pulling them out of the ground and bare rooting them.
Well, don't do it now. All you can do now is just try to cut back on the water and let them dry out, and hopefully they'll bud back out for you. But if they're in that category that I was talking about, you may have a long-term problem. Let me see if you had anything else, because I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Mosquitoes are a serious concern. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com offers all sizes of BTI, misting, and sprayable products for safe, effective treatment of both mosquito larvae and adults. If you're a homeowner, landscape contractor, farmer, rancher, or grower, visit NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. That's NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. It's 866-444-3478. Let's go to Georgia in Georgetown, Georgia, and talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good.
Hey, we've still got problems with voles eating our vegetables and sweet potatoes and things. There's a rat and mouse poison. It contains warfarin. Is that really bad?
Yeah, that's really bad. Did you try any of the products that contain castor oil, David?
Yes, we've tried several products, and they do help, but it seems like nothing's 100%. They still come in there and eat sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to recommend. If you go to the toxic stuff, I mean, that's just, you know, going to ruin the soil and your whole program and everything. I know it's frustrating if animals come in and eat your stuff. I've got it going on right now myself. The tomatoes that are developing birds and various critters are getting to them because I'm not there every day to keep an eye on them. I think that sometimes you have to go to the extreme of what I'm seeing some people do, and that's build covering over completely over certain crops so the animals can't get to them. And with moles, what you have to do is take something down into the ground and a barrier along the edge. You can do in a couple of ways. You can put some kind of expanded metal or welded wire or, you know, chicken wire or something that has a close enough mesh on it to keep them from coming through. Or you can dig a trench and fill it full of gravel. Lava gravel would be the best because it has the sharp edges and you'd get the benefit of the lava gravel being there and, you know, on the edge of your garden anyway. And so sometimes you have to resort to, you know, pretty extreme measures when the animals just won't, you know, sometimes the repellents work for a while and then later on they don't work. I was talking to my wife yesterday about getting dogs to stop peeing on things. And we haven't figured that out with our tater, our small dog ourselves. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yet. So sometimes some things work for a while and then they don't work anymore. I've seen the hot pepper sprays, for example, keep dogs away from doing that beautifully for a period of time. And then all of a sudden they get used to it and go back to doing it again. And I've seen the same thing with mice and rats. Sometimes the hot pepper put out dry just does a beautiful job of repelling them and keeping them away. Especially it worked with mice and sometimes with rats. But then you'll go along there for a while working really well, and then all of a sudden it's like they get used to it and figure it out. So all I'm saying is that you may be at a point where you have to do some physical barriers to keep them away.
Okay. Could you tell me why our peaches are rotting from the inside?
Well, it could be disease, and it could be that you have plum curculio, which is a worm. Have you cut any of them open to see if that's the case?
We haven't found the worm on the inside or anything.
Well, maybe just a disease. If that's the case, we've got something amiss. Have you gotten all the roots? You've been hearing me talk for a long time about trunk flares and things like that. Do you have the trees all real dramatically high?
No, I got them low. I tried to get the dirt away from I planted them too deep. I didn't know that. Yeah, I took.
Okay, but you have been exposing the flares this year?
Yes, I've been trying to get. I've been taking the dirt away. Not 100% sure I got enough taken away. But.
Sounds like you don't, because if they're in stress, that's what could lead to the diseases. If you have the plants nice and high like they should be, and you're spraying Garrett juice or something similar on a regular basis, David, you shouldn't have any disease problems at all, because the biological activity from all the good things that we recommend will totally overpower the pathogens, and you shouldn't have an issue with that. So keep working on the flares and spraying the Garrett Juice Pro or Garrett Juice Plus or whichever your home brew that you make yourself on at least a monthly basis.
Okay. Could I ask one more question?
Okay.
Does Avenger Weed Killer, does that kill the nut grass, the nut in the ground?
Or? No, it's just a foliage burn, and you have to spray 2-3 times on the really tough weeds. Nut sedge is one of the ones that you have to deal with putting a whole lot of sugar in the ground, and what that does is leads to the rotting of the little runners and the nuts in the ground. Need to run, help some other people.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your call. It's Donna in Maybank next up. Hey, Donna.
Yes, sir. I've had crepe myrtles all around the place. I think the last count was a little over 75.
Okay.
And they're anywhere from 5 years old on up to about 25 years old. And the ones that I've noticed the problem with are the younger ones. And they're closer to the house, and the part of the problem may be the Asian jasmine around the base. But what I'm seeing on the stems and limbs and so on is what appears to be a scale insect. White flies and the scale they make?
Well, there's a lot of scale on crepe myrtles out there. It's a white scale. I'll bet you that your young ones are probably deeper in the ground than some of the big ones. And you can have a problem with the ground cover being piled up on the base, just like having soil or mulch piled up on the base of the trees. So the thing you need to do is pull that ground cover back and go out about 18 inches, pull it back 18 inches away from the base. That'll show you whether the flare is too deep in the ground or not. I bet you $1 it is too deep. Get it exposed, and then we'll treat the pest. Hold on. We'll talk about it more when I get back. Howard Garrett, back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An Ohio mayor says a man arrested after a standoff with police Friday is now a suspect in the killing of three women. The bodies were found in a Cleveland suburb, and the search for more continues. House Speaker John Boehner says Congress, quote, should not be judged by how many new laws we create. Instead, he says it ought to be judged by how many laws quote, "We repeal," the Ohio Republican on CBS TV this morning. 3 years after campaigning on a vow to repeal and replace President Obama's health care law, House Republicans have yet to offer an alternative. They have voted, however, a number of times to repeal the law and say the people don't want it, and polls support them. Firefighters have a big Southern California wildfire, about half contained, even though the rainfall they were hoping for yesterday did not materialize. Cooler temperatures have made things a little easier. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. It's been a bizarre weekend for the last-place Houston Astros. On Friday night, they lost despite rookie outfielder Brandon Barnes hitting for the cycle. Saturday night, the Astros also lost 4-2 to Seattle despite four of their pitchers throwing a combined one-hitter. Astros losing pitcher Eric Bedard, who gave up no hits in 6 1/3 innings, says he had no trouble being pulled from the game after he exceeded his pitch count while working on a no-hitter.
I've had 3 shoulder surgeries, and I'm not going over 110. I'd rather pitch a couple more years than face another batter.
In the sixth inning, the Mariners scored on the sacrifice fly to pass ball. Michael Saunders, RBI double in the seventh, was the only hit of the game for the Mariners.
Scored 2 runs on no hits and no errors. I don't remember the last time that happened. And then, Bedard pitched great, no hitter, and ended up taking the loss. I don't know how that happens.
This is SRN Sports. C.J. Wilson retired 18 consecutive batters at one point, leading the L.A. Angels past Oakland 2-0. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-3 for their 16th win in 18 games. The New York Yankees down Boston 5-2. It was Minnesota 3-2 over Cleveland, Kansas City 6, Detroit 5, Baltimore 7, Texas 4. In the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-4. Manager Clint Hurdle's Pirates have dropped 3 in a row and 7 of 10.
The fight's there, the attitude there, the effort there. It continues to challenge, is always going to be meeting the demands of the game. And today we didn't meet the demands that the game presented us.
The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 5-4. The loss dropped Philly's left-hander Cole Hamels to 4-12. It was the LA Dodgers 3-1 over Washington in 10 innings. Milwaukee 6, Miami nothing. San Diego 5, St. Louis 3. Colorado 9, Chicago 3. San Francisco 4-3 over Arizona in interleague play. Alex Rios hit a grand slam and drove in 5 runs in the Chicago White Sox 10-6 win over Atlanta. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And once more about our newsletter. It's a free newsletter, good price. And it's weekly, it's electronic. So all you have to do is fill out the little form on dirtdoctor.com. And you'll be automatically added to the deal. You can just simply email us and say, add me and go that route if you want to, too. But either way, we cover one subject at a time, and all of the ones from the past are on the website. If you want to root back through those, we will continue to do new ones, though. We were talking to Donna in Maybank about her scale on her crepe myrtles. Donna, you still there? I can almost guarantee you, if you've got ground cover really solidly around the base of the trees, that when you pull the ground cover back, you're going to see that you need to go down deeper and get those things exposed. Every time we see the scale as a problem on crepe myrtles, it's that case. The plants are too deep in the ground. And the younger ones that come from the growing operations these days tend to be deeper and deeper in the containers when you buy them, and that's why people get them planted so incorrectly deep.
These had actually been transplanted from some that came up in other places. They're approximately eight or nine years old from where I dug them up and moved them. The difference could be also that the soil they were placed in this last time is a clay foundation, a part of the foundation pad when we built the house. And my other petals are in very light sugar sand all over the rest of the property.
Oh, yeah, that could be part of it. But I'll bet you that they're still too deep in the ground anyway, because when you get ground cover built up around trees, it tends to collect soil, you know, dust and debris and build up. So just make sure you take the ground cover back and get the flares dramatically exposed. Then you can spray with the Garrett juice as a base, put 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon, and if you want to go the extra step, put the BioWash product in that mix also at about 1 tablespoon per gallon. Now that I've said all that, you do need to do something else first before you do any spraying at all, and that is look real closely at the trunk of the tree and see if you see any black ladybugs, and you might see the pupil cases, which are little black spiky things that look like a sea urchin, or you may see lady beetles that are shiny black with 2 red spots on their back. Those lady beetles love to eat that scale.
Okay.
And if you have a bunch of them around, don't add the orange oil to the spray. You can use the BioWash, but don't add the orange oil because it'll hurt the lady beetles, and the lady beetles are helping you control things. But
Right now, I've not seen any of those. Just ants are going up and down the trunk.
Well, they're feeding on the honeydew, the waste from the scale, and you may have some aphids on the leaves as well. And what I talked about there is good for the aphids or scale or sharpshooters can be on the crepe myrtles also. There's about 4 different insects that might be on the trees feeding on them. And if they are feeding like that, the plants are in stress for some reason. So try to figure out what that is. Probably too deep in the ground, even though you transplanted them.
Right. Okay, I'll get that ground cover back away from it and see if I can get some good flares and then do the spraying.
And they'll be fine after that, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Tony in Gainesville, Texas next. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, Howard. We've dumped on Monsanto before now for getting the patents on their GMO crops so that you have to buy the seed from them.
Yep.
I think it goes deeper than that, and I came across a piece by, actually he's a physicist, Barry Commoner. I just want to read you one sentence from it to explain it.
All right.
He says, a gene from a benign bacterium, such as Bacillus thuringiensis, which is now being transplanted into potatoes to kill spiders, might at some future time, in response to who knows what subparticular trigger, give rise to multiple variants of the intended protein, or even to proteins bearing little structural relationship to the original one, with unpredictable effects on ecosystems and human health. And what he's basically saying is that if you take the GMO seeds and then save the seeds for several generations, you could start to produce something that would be, let's just say, unpalatable to humans.
Not only unpalatable, but toxic. And they're already running into that, Tony.
Yeah.
The only thing that was said in that you read me that's not right is BT won't affect a spider at all. BT is for Lepidopterus.
That's what I thought. Well, I'm quoting from a quote.
Yeah, he had that one point wrong, but he's right about all the other things he said there. So I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, but that's the interesting thing is that they're scared that it's going to turn into something nasty down the line.
Well, there's no question about it.
Yeah. That's why they want you to buy their seeds fresh each time.
Yep.
Just a different viewpoint, anyway.
I appreciate you bringing it up. It's a scary deal, but
I was going to say both ways it's scary. I'm glad I'm getting old.
You and me both, huh?
All righty.
All right, thanks, Tony. Appreciate your call.
Bye.
Let's go to David in Royce City. Hey, David.
Hey, Howard. I have a hardy hibiscus. It did really good up until about 3 weeks ago, and it's been dying off one branch at a time.
Well, what the heck did you do to it?
I don't know. I watered it and fed it.
Have you had it for a number of years, or is this the first year? What's the history?
This is the third year.
Third year, and it's been fine the first 2 years?
Yep.
Well, my hardy hibiscus are doing fairly well this year, so I haven't seen anything that I could say is a pattern going there. It's a plant that, even though it's a perennial, it's one that is pretty sensitive to being too deep in the ground, just like the trees that we talk about all the time. So check that out. Also, do you use Garrett juice around the plant?
Yeah. Stay organic. I give it dry molasses, and I put out some horticulture cornmeal and sprayed it with Garrett juice with a little bit of orange oil. And
sounds like you're doing things right. Check the base, and if it is too deep in the soil, rake the soil back away. By the way, I was at Gecko Hardware the other day, a new sponsor of ours, and they have a horse. They have some horse products in there, and they had a real nice brush that has a band on it, you know, put your hand through, and real stiff bristles. And it's a perfect tool for raking the soil and the mulch away from the base of a tree and doing it yourself. So try that with and see if your hibiscus maybe is a little too deep in the ground. You might drench the Garrett juice into the soil also in addition to spraying. And sounds like we got a little fungus or bacteria or something working on the crown of the plant.
Yeah, I read something about mushroom rot, and they said if it was that, you more or less had to dig up the plant and dig out the soil. And
nah, all you got to do is expose the flare, drench these things that I'm talking about, load up the biological activity, add the bio-SI to your own Garrett juice if you're making it. If you buy the Garrett Juice Pro, it's already in the mixture. And you can overpower the pathogens with these products that contain the good microbes and stimulate the good microbes in the soil.
Okay.
All right.
I got another question if you got time.
Real quick.
Okay. I got a watermelon plant, first year,
mm-hmm.
and it's growing good. It's about 10 foot long. Can I thin it out? I mean, is it going to keep going? It's got about four watermelons about an inch long, but it's already probably 10 or 12 foot long. And
yeah,
really
you can prune it. You can leave the ones that have already set and cut the foliage off beyond that if there's enough foliage left back toward the crown of the plant, and keep it under control size-wise, and those that have already started growing will keep growing and do fine.
Okay.
No problem.
Alrighty.
Appreciate your call. By the way, those of you that are starting new gardens, one thing that I do recommend, I've mentioned Texas Plant and Soil Lab a couple of times today, but if you're starting some new beds or if you're having some problems that you're scratching your head about and you can't quite figure it out, send some soil samples to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas. You know, give them the details about what's going on and all that stuff. They will now do the testing and just give you the numbers rather than making a bunch of fertilizer recommendations if you want to go that route, and send them to us, and we can make the recommendations, or you can come up with your own. And it costs a little bit less money, or you can pay them a little bit more of a fee, and they'll give you their recommendations for organic fertilizers and treatments and soil amendments and all that. But they can help you get a good baseline established to see where you are with the chemistry of your soil, not only what's in the soil, but more importantly, and this is different than most soil testing labs, tell you what is available to the plant. They can also do stem testing for you and tell you what's actually getting in to the plant. So those of you that are growing for a profit especially, I recommend Texas Plant and Soil Lab. It's Norman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Howard. Yeah, a question on the organic herbicide that you have on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I have the 10% vinegar, the Ozark stuff.
Okay.
I don't have the orange oil. Is there a substitute I could use, like lemon juice or something?
Yeah, any kind of citrus juice or oil that's just the fruit juice. In other words, not it hadn't had some kind of an oil added to it or whatever. If it had a horticultural oil added to it or something that wouldn't be toxic, probably okay. I don't know what it would do to the herbicidal value of the thing. But to answer your question is any kind of citrus, concentrated citrus oil or juice would work fine in the herbicide formula.
So that would help kill the weeds?
Yeah.
Lemon juice from the store?
Oh, yeah. It might burn even better than orange oil.
Oh, and then add a teaspoon of soap.
Some kind of liquid soap, uh-huh.
Okay. And then a quick question on my vegetable garden. Should I have added some dry molasses this spring or anything on top, the wood chips?
You need to do some kind of an organic fertilizing, whether it's liquid with the Garrett juice mixture or a dry product that's a blend or a molasses, dry molasses. And you can put it on the mulch and just kind of use a three-prong cultivating tool or something like that, work it through the mulch, and then water it on through.
Okay.
All right.
I could still do that and add some Garrett juice to it.
Yeah. Let me run. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics, so it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number for your files for next week, the following number is the only one you need. It's 1-866-444-3478. Those of you, if we run out of time on the show today, about there, and you don't get on, hang on, I'll talk to you off the air. Right now, we're going to talk to one of the owners of Gecko Hardware in Dallas, Zach Montgomery. Hello, Zach.
Howdy, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Have y'all caught your breath from the frantic, very successful opening and start of the business over there?
No, not at all. I don't think we ever will. We keep it moving pretty fast over here. We've got a big party coming on today with the Guava Tree, which is a Cuban food truck, and we're giving away samples of Noble Coyote coffee.
Oh, cool.
I'd like y'all to come see it.
That sounds great. That sounds great. You got a lot of chickens and turkeys now?
No turkeys. We've got a lot of chickens, though. And, in fact, a rooster just walked in that needs a home out in the country for all your rural listeners. It's an Americana rooster. He's 4 months old.
That's great. Do you still have any of the new Garrett Juice Pro in stock?
I've got a few gallons of Garrett Juice Pro left. So first come, first serve.
Okay, good. Well, this is all of you have heard me talk about Gecko Hardware. They're in Dallas, in the east part of Dallas, and Zach will give you the exact location and everything, but it's very unusual because it is a truly green hardware store, and they're doing a beautiful job of helping people with all kinds of things, including Haint Blue Paint and all the products that I specifically recommend, and some of the most interesting gift ideas and hardware that you're going to see in any hardware store. Tell them exactly where you are, Zach.
We're at 10233 East Northwest Highway. That's the northeast corner of Ferndale and Northwest Highway, just east of the lake. And Albertsons is our anchor here. So if you see Albertsons, you can find us. And you come see our new selection of plants. I got some Texas poinsettias that I think are going to be real popular this summer.
Well, that's great. Well, the events today sound good. I encourage everybody to get out there. And, Zach, I'll see you and the rest of the team over there soon.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Howard.
Thanks, Zach.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Shannon in Gatesville and see what's up with her ash tree. What's up, Shannon?
Not too much. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Okay. What's happening is that we have three Arizona ash trees on our property. And I noticed over the last couple of years that the one in the backyard, every year there's a swarm of butterflies that comes around the tree, and it's beautiful, and I love it. This year, one of the ash trees in the front is attracting insects, but these are ground hornets and beetles and yellow jackets and more of the, you know, the wasp type of animals, and I'm not sure what's going on with our trees.
Do you have a little bit of bleeding from the tree that's turning a dark color after it bleeds for a while?
I've never noticed in the back, but in the front I think so. And it's also leaking sap this year,
okay,
which I never noticed before.
Well, that's what the insects are coming for. It's probably what's called slime flux. And it sounds terrible, but it's kind of a physical condition that's not an indicator of any great problem. It's probably related to somewhat of a stress in the tree. American elms have it a lot.
Okay.
And it's a bacterial situation, bacterial disease. It's a bacteria. I don't know if you really call it a disease or a pathogen or not. You mm-hmm. could splash hydrogen peroxide on it, and that would help quite a bit. You can do the overall sick tree treatment to the root zone and spray the tree with the Garrett juice products, and that helps a lot. But the insects are just simply there feeding on that liquid. The liquid may or may not be a big problem. It could be. It could be a big area inside the trunk of decay going on, a lot of bacteria working in there. But if it's the slime flux, it's kind of a, you know, not that serious a problem. It's just more of a cosmetic situation. Does the foliage look okay on the tree?
Yes. On all the trees, it looks fine. It's, like I said, it's just that we're having these large swarms of insects.
It's an interesting phenomenon. In fact, I made a note last week when we talked about this a little bit that I should do a newsletter on it, and I'll try to do a newsletter in the next couple of weeks and give everybody a little more info on it. It's probably more related to the fact that the Arizona ash tree is not that healthy a tree as, you know, some of our native trees.
Right.
And it gets a little bit of those kind of issues from time to time. But if the foliage is good, you don't have a lot of dead wood up through the top of the tree and all that, doing the sick tree treatment, plant will probably be fine and live its life out. They aren't real long-lived trees.
About 30 years?
I'd say at least that, yeah.
Okay.
In the 30 to 50 years. But, you know, for trees, that's really not that long.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. So hang in there. I don't think you have a big problem. Send me a picture if you have a chance, and if I see anything else, I'll let you know. Worry about the insects that are around it. They're just getting a little snack.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Those of you holding, hang on. I'll help you before I get away from here. And then during the week, if you have some questions, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. You can get our newsletter, a free newsletter, by filling out the form on the homepage. And we send that out electronically on a weekly basis. If you want to join the Organic Club of America, the information about how to do that is there. Also information about our nonprofit corporation called Texas Organic Research Center is right there on a button on the homepage. I've enjoyed being with you a lot. Enjoy your gardens out there. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.